Welcome back to News at One. Well, as you've been hearing in the bulletin, the Greens' leadership battle is in full swing. Minister Roderick O'Gorman, good afternoon.
Hi, Cian. Thanks for having me in.
You've thrown your hat in the ring.
I have. Well, Eamon's resignation is a really big moment for our party. He's done so much to build the Greens as a key progressive voice in Irish politics and has a huge amount of achievement over the last number of years in government. And I think it's important that our next party leader build on that policy legacy and build the party as well.
So that's why you're applying for the job ultimately.
I think I have the right experience and the right vision to do that. I think I have the experience from 24 years as a member of this party, contested 10 elections in good times, in some really difficult times as well. And I also have the experience of being a cabinet minister for the last 4 years, progressing some major pieces of legislation, major pieces of policy through government. And I believe what we need to do now as a party is to broaden our policy appeal. We've made amazing achievements in the area of climate, but we've never been a single issue party, and we need to be bringing forward policies that have significant improvements in people's lives.
Okay, we'll talk about those in a few moments, but would you have preferred if Eamon Ryan had stayed on?
Well, I think Eamon is doing what's right for him and his family right now, and I think that's the right thing to do. He's given enormous service to the Green Party and indeed to Ireland. 16 years as a member of the Oireachtas, 7 years as a member of the cabinet. So I think he's a huge legacy of achievement, and I think that was seen in terms of the tributes across party and across society yesterday and this morning.
Now, this is technically a one-horse race at the moment. No one else has declared. Pippa Hackett is expected to declare at about 4 o'clock today. She's gotten endorsements from other party members. I think Joe O'Brien is mulling it over. Why are you more suited to lead the Greens than them?
Well, I think I expect Pippa will join the race, and I welcome that. I think a contest is good. We don't do coronations in the Green Party, and I think we'll have a good opportunity to discuss these issues, discuss the direction
so
of the party.
Why would you be more suited?
I think it is that combination of experience and vision for where we take our party now.
Okay, I'd just like to make it clear, Joe O'Brien is not standing. He's backing you.
Yeah.
Oisin Smith said earlier on Morning Ireland, your party needs to remain clearly relevant outside Dublin, and he called for a green reset. How would you do that?
I believe I've shown that the policies that I've introduced in 4 years as minister are highly relevant to people living all over this country. Having the cost of childcare, increasing parents' leave, bringing in the DESH model for preschool, these are all issues that are important to families, important to parents, whether they're living in urban Ireland or living in rural Ireland.
Yeah, but they're certainly important. But when you went to the polls in the local elections, you went in with 44 councillors, you came out with 23. You lost Grace O'Sullivan, Kieran Cuff in Europe. You were Director of Elections for the Greens for the local elections. The Greens are decimated in the local elections in your constituency of Dublin West. So, you know, you're saying you did all these things for people. It didn't seem to chime with them. So how do you sell all of this in this leadership race?
No, you're right. It didn't chime in the way that it should have. I believe we have had our second best local election results ever, despite losing some really, really good councillors around the country, and we have to reflect on why that was. I met with about 60 of our candidates on Monday, and one of the key issues that they raised with me was that what they were hearing from the electorate was people wanted to hear the Greens focusing on policy issues that had direct impact on their day-to-day lives. I think, as I say, we've made major achievements in the area of climate. That's banked. Those legislative achievements are there. But I believe that particularly as we face the next general election, we need to broaden those areas, talk about issues, how we can impact on disadvantage, talk about how we can support families. And I'm not just talking about that. I've delivered on those issues over the last 4 years.
Now, you led the campaign for the family and care referendums. It was overwhelmingly defeated. Is your political antenna properly in tune with the electorate for you to lead the Greens?
Well, I led those campaigns on behalf of the government. There was a commitment within the programme for government that we would hold both of those referendums. I and the rest of government made the case. The electorate didn't accept the case that we made. They didn't see the urgency of the changes. They didn't believe that the changes would be as significant as we argued. And they gave us the answer. I was disappointed, but I accept, you know, in a referendum, people have a binary choice, and they made the choice not to make those particular changes. But what I have done since then, having listened to what I'd heard back, particularly from groups, disabled persons organisations, listening to the issues that they raised during that campaign, is to advance the ratification of the optional protocol to the UN CRPD. So those are the kind of concrete changes that people want to see made, and that I am working to advance within my department.
Well, let's talk about the membership of your party. Again, Oisin Smith was saying earlier on that your party needs to remain clearly relevant outside of Dublin. How do you do that? Because there's certainly a narrative there that the Greens aren't good for rural Ireland.
Yeah, that narrative is there, and it's a narrative that a lot of our political opponents are very happy to continue to spread against us. I talk about the policies that I see are beneficial for rural Ireland. So the focus that Oisin himself has placed on increasing rural broadband, the work Eamon has done to increase public transport in rural areas, massive investment into local links, the work Pippa has done to diversify income streams for farmers. So we are bringing forward key policies that will benefit rural Ireland.
So those are policies that you've been pursuing, but heading towards an election, what stamp if you were leader would you have the Greens putting on government? Because you potentially face a difficult general election.
Well, I think that the stamp that we've put on government is delivery on the issues that we got into the programme for government. I think everyone recognised it was a strongly Green Party influenced programme for government on issues relevant to climate, on issues in terms of investment in public transport and energy infrastructure. So when I go to the doors locally, and when we go to the doors nationally, we will be saying not only have the Green Party set out very clear policies, but we have demonstrated that we can deliver on those policies. And you have to go into government to deliver on policies. It's all very well for, you know, parties on the progressive left to argue about change, but you have to take the risk of going into government. And we saw that risk 2 weekends ago when we did lose seats. We did lose good people. Small parties, you know, they take a hit in government, but that hit is worth it if you're able to deliver real change. And that's what we've done, and that's what I've done in my department.
If your party is eyeballing remaining clearly relevant outside Dublin, does Pippa Hackett have better rural credentials than you?
Well, undoubtedly, Pippa lives in a rural constituency. I live in a suburban constituency. I don't think where a party leader lives is going to be the determining factor in how people
vote.
It
might be the optics.
I think people will decide on the basis of policy and in the basis of a party's engagement with their issues. I recognise our message isn't resonating in rural Ireland, and that's absolutely something we have to address as a party.
Well, how do you counter that then? Do you back a deputy party leader with better rural credentials than you? Are you backing someone for that?
Well, I listen to the people, the strong rural voices in my party. So I listen to Pippa, I listen to Senator Roisin Garvey. I don't know if you saw Roisin really strongly advocating what the Green Party has done to support rural Ireland on prime time last night. So we have people living in rural Ireland, immersed in their communities, who themselves see the benefits that Green Party policies are making in their communities.
Do you have time for this role? Because Eamon Ryan was talking about long hours involved with the leadership, and you've a packed brief as Minister for Integration.
Yeah, I've a busy department, and I've faced the issues in my department head on. I've halved the costs of childcare, First Minister, to do that. I've tackled the biggest humanitarian crisis the state has ever faced in terms of meeting the needs of Ukrainians. I've brought major policy, major legislation through the Dáil. So I've never been afraid of hard work. It's been central to, you know, building up. I built up a vote in Dublin West when I first started running in 2004. There was no core Green vote in my area. I built it up election after election.
So it's gone down again.
well, we'll see what my vote is when the general election comes around. But I am absolutely committed to the work of this party and implementing the policies that we see, supporting people, supporting families, as we go through the last few months of this government and indeed into the general election.
Minister Roderick O'Gorman, thanks very much for coming into studio here this afternoon.